Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by 8th grader Aurora Bragg. Hi, Aurora.
Hi.
So this has been a long time coming. I think you've been on my schedule, maybe even from last year, and we finally have been able to schedule the interview. Today's Western Day. We're celebrating FFA Spirit Week, so as we are recording this interview, Aurora's got her flannel and her cowboy hat on. She is definitely the part of Western Day today. So, Aurora, tell us all about you. Let's start with outside of school. Tell me about life at home for Aurora Bragg.
Well, we used to live with my dad's mom, and then once, like, my mom has work. We go to a racetrack called Pacemakers. We go to cousin's houses for Christmas. New Year's, whatever. So after my dad left, she kept saying that she couldn't do it because my grandma kept coming in and she's like, well, you need to pay rent. You need to do this. And upstairs, when me and my sister used to sleep in the old room down by my mom's room, we were downstairs one time and we were doing laundry and we went to take the basket upstairs and there was like a hive or a swarm of bees up there was a swarm of bees up by the window. So my sister's allergic to them.
Ooh.
So we like both jetted out of there and told mom. Mom's allergic to them. She couldn't do anything. So we had to ask dad if he could come and do something about it. So when he went in there, he took like a smoker or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever like beekeepers use to calm the bees down.
Mm-hmm.
And once he did that, he broke the wall and found a whole hive.
Oh my.
Built into the wall.
So you're lucky that like nothing happened.
Oh yeah.
So, all right, let's backtrack a little bit. So mom.
Yes.
Grandma. Sisters. Yes. Tell me about your sisters.
Emerson is a junior in high school. She does almost all college course classes. She's in marching band. She's a flute. And then Amelia, she is a freshman. She wants to do college classes next year. She's in band. She plays sousaphone. Amelia's 15, Emerson's 17.
And so what's it like being the youngest? Or do you have a younger sibling?
I have a younger sibling.
There's another one coming?
He'll be here next year.
Oh, it's a brother?
Yeah.
I had no idea. What's his name?
His name's Hunter.
So you got three siblings, yes. A younger brother and two older sisters.
Yes.
That's just like at my house. We got three girls and a boy. So what's it like living with three siblings? You guys fight?
Oh, you don't even know
that. Oh, I bet
answer.
I do. But.
Well, whenever, like, yesterday we got Chinese for dinner. It was Chinese in Mount Gilead. Best thing ever. Although the sugar donuts kind of sucked. But when I said, what are we having for dinner? And she's like, well, mom said we can pick between this place and this place. And I said choice A. She's like, well, me and Mia said choice B. Your opinion doesn't matter. I get that a lot.
Sounds very familiar. So what did you want for dinner last night?
I wanted McDonald's or just like Chinese buffet, but then this place has been closed for a while because like the people who own it are Chinese, so they go and celebrate their Chinese New Year's. So it was closed from like the beginning, like ever since we moved to Mount Gilead, from a few weeks ago is when it opened. And Emerson, every time we pass it, we should go there. We need to go there. Can we go there? Because
do you ever find after you've had like a big fight and like have calmed down, have thought like that was a really silly fight?
Oh yeah.
Because that's probably what most of your fights are, right? Over something silly.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned that your sisters are in marching band. Are you in band?
I hate to do this to Amy. I love Amy, but I'm not doing it this year or next year. Because I did it this year, and there was just so much drama to deal with. Because, like, on the buses, it was when we were coming home from a competition one time. And
drama's not good.
Oh, yeah.
So, what instrument did you play last year?
I did front ensemble. That's, like, a big metal rack with cymbals, suspended cymbal, crash cymbal, a bunch of cymbals.
Okay. And then, so, let's kind of talk about school. So high school, you're now an eighth grader, you're going to be at the high school next year. What are you most excited about for going to high school?
ROTC.
Ooh, okay. So you've already made your schedule.
Yes.
So what excites you about ROTC?
Well, I know it's about the Navy, and I'm not really a fan of deep waters, but I know we don't have anything for the Army. And like, I don't know what started it, but ever since like fifth or sixth grade, I've just been wanting to do, like, Army, police force, something to help the community or help the country. Mm-hmm. And, like, my mom, she's ex-police force, and now she's a nurse.
Okay. Well, public service announcement for anybody that is considering joining ROTC, you don't have to join the military afterward. You can. It's more leadership and community involvement, like you said. But no, you don't have to go to the Navy after ROTC. It's just a way for you to get
the experience.
At school. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to go to the military afterward, it's a great option also. So NJROTC, really excited about that. What else? What are you excited about, or what are you nervous about at the high school?
I'm excited for military drill. Nervous. I'm probably nervous for math class or like how the lockers are set up. Cause usually like Amelia, her locker is upstairs, but her classes go downstairs, so she has to run up the stairs to get to her stuff, which takes a while, especially since there's the combinations you gotta go through, and the combinations here take everyone forever to do.
This will be the first time, because did you go to elementary school in Highland as well?
Yes.
This will be the first time you've had a school with stairs. So you just got to be careful. Don't run up the stairs. I hear about people tripping, so just be careful. So it's hard to believe that we are we're over two-thirds of the way through eighth grade. I can't believe that you're, like, we're talking about you going to the high schools, like you just started in sixth grade. What have been some favorite memories of yours here at the middle school?
Probably from, if you do percussion for band, like concert band, you go from a bell kit, and after a while, Amy lets you do like drum set, snare drum, cymbals. It's probably one of my best memories. My second one would probably be one of my friends. His name's Julian Martinez. He was going to STEM one day, and the doors were closed, and somehow he opened it and slammed his head into the door.
I hope he was okay.
Oh, yeah, he was okay.
Okay, so you could laugh afterward. Yes. Hopefully you checked on him first and then you laughed.
No, I
afterward.
Did not, but yes.
Okay. So you mentioned that you were in the marching band this year as an eighth grader.
Yes.
And that's something that when kids come over to the middle school and they join band, that some of them aren't aware of, that even as a seventh or eighth grader, you can participate in marching band with the high school marching band. So what... If you think back to, 3 years ago, so that would have been, 2021?
Yeah.
So we were just, like, coming off of COVID, right? what, if you can put yourself in the shoes of like a fifth grade Aurora, what were you most nervous about coming to the middle school? Can you remember?
Probably just like the whole thing, like the whole experience. Cause like you go from this really small building to this like bigger building, and like, usually when you're smaller, anything bigger than you is scary, like a dog or a person, anything. So I just have to say the whole thing. But then when I saw like what we do here, how we do it, I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't too hard.
So it didn't take you long to transition. So thinking as an eighth grade, like eighth grade Aurora now, what have you learned about yourself in your 3 years, almost 3 years of middle school?
I can be obnoxious and snarky sometimes, like towards friends, but usually when me and my friends are messing around, we do it in a mean way, but not trying to hurt each other.
You think that's healthy?
Probably not, but...
Okay. Do you guys ever get mad at each other for the things that you say?
Yes.
You think that might be something that we should, like, pause and reflect on?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. What else? What else have you learned about yourself in your years at the middle school?
Whenever there's like a new kid, or if there's someone who's never been here before, you always just try and help them, like where the art room is, where the bathroom is, like their classes, their locker combination.
It's difficult sometimes being a new student. Really difficult, especially in middle school, excuse me. So, well, our time is about finished, but the last question that I want to ask you is, you have a unique perspective as an eighth grader on the podcast, because you've experienced sixth grade here, you've experienced seventh grade here, you've experienced most of your eighth grade year. We're recording this on March 6th, so we're two-thirds of the way through the school year. What do you think are some of the most important things that students need to know to be successful at middle school? Not necessarily like... you know, the Pythagorean theorem or, you know, a plot diagram, but like, what advice would you give to students to be successful Highland Middle School students?
Probably study at home. Like, whenever you get the chance, if you're busy, don't worry about it. Make sure you take your tests, do your work, don't mess around in class. Once you have all your stuff done and you and your buddy have your friend, or you and your buddy have your stuff done, talk quietly, read a book, just don't bother the whole class.
That's great advice. Well, Aurora, I'm really glad for you to join me today. Finally, we finally had a chance to schedule it. And I'm really excited, too, as I'm looking at Aurora. She got new glasses, and they are beautiful. I am so thrilled for her. Aurora, thanks for joining me today.
No problem.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS Podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!